Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
One of the quirkiest comedies in the TV world comes back this week. Season 2 of the awkwardly charming Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt will hit Netflix tomorrow. Here's a clip from the upcoming season premiere where Kimmy, played by Ellie Kemper, applies for a job at a Christmas store.
I'm like a lollipop with a question mark on its wrapper. I don't know what's going on inside, but if anything can remind me of what's good and right in the world, it's this place. They say there's a war on Christmas. Well, sir, put me on the front line.
Joining us now is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
So I happen to love this show. I loved the first season of it. What are your thoughts and how does the second season stack up?
Well, it is a very – I think it's a very quirky comedy. And if you like sort of a fast-paced comedy where the jokes come out of nowhere and the references can be a little obscure, if you like that kind of stuff, I think you would love this show. I mean, in the season that's coming, there's references to Robert Durst. There's references to, 80s disco roller skate culture. There's all kinds of different references. And if you're pop culture savvy enough to get them, I think you really wind up enjoying the show.
Well, and it does feel like an extension of 30 Rock in a way. It does come from Tina Fey and another 30 Rock producer and writer, Robert Carlock, as well.
Yeah, and also this sort of idea that it's built around a really eccentric character. You know, Kimmy Schmidt is this woman who was rescued from a bunker. She lived in a bunker with a bunch of other sister wives, you know, as part of a cult that thought the world had ended. And then she gets rescued. They all get rescued. And she has to sort of find her way in a world that she doesn't know that well, where she has really sort of warped values in a way. But she's very guileless. She's very genuine. She's very, hopeful and romantic.
What does it tell you about what Netflix is trying to do here? Because we've got so many shows now coming out of Netflix and they're so different. It's not as if they're going after one audience in particular.
Yeah, Netflix is covering the waterfront here. I mean, we have a show like Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and then you have Fuller House, you know, an extension of the Full House franchise, and a show called The Ranch with Ashton Kutcher and Danny Masterson from That 70s Show. And those are much more traditional and broad comedies, like an attempt to sort of even go after the Big Bang Theory demographic. And, you know, I think critics are divided on how well they're doing that. I think they succeed more with the more sophisticated, niche-oriented comedies. I think some of the broad comedies are still a little stupid for me, but they're trying everything, and it's interesting to see them really going for it at this time.
Now, Eric, last week when we talked to you, you said that there would be another show that those of us who love the People versus O.J. Simpson on FX could watch now that that's over. What is it?
Well, HBO has a film coming up called Confirmation. It's going to be on this Saturday. And it's a well-done retelling of the Anita Hill sexual harassment allegations against Clarence Thomas as he was about to be confirmed to the Supreme Court. Kerry Washington is Anita Hill. Wendell Pierce from The Wire is Clarence Thomas. And Greg Kinnear does an amazing Joe Biden. So it's very much worth checking out. And it's along the same themes as we saw in some of the OJ miniseries that you like so much.
That you like too, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that I loved.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thank you.
Thanks for having me.